This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, The Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
That's what we do every week here at Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police GLOW Show. Give it up for Brandon for the morning show. He's back next week. And also Tim Lennox, Joy News. You'll have more Joy News during the Daltons. Please welcome to the studio, as we do every other week, Senior Constable Gabby Tyack.
Always great to be here, Paul.
Someone who's not here often, but started off here, is Sergeant Scott Davis.
I've just had to get James Ryan out of the way so I could sit in his seat.
Yes, that's right. And it's his week, but he's also partnershiped with the Vic Police GLOW Show, and he's from the Anti-Violence Project. It's Greg Adkins.
Good morning, Paul. Or good afternoon, Paul, and good afternoon everyone in your lounge rooms out there.
It is afternoon, yes.
But not to the people in the cars. Only those
exactly
in the lounge
right.
room.
Exactly right.
Yes. Gabby.
All the people with their walk thingies on. And
yeah, Scott's back and look what happens.
Yes.
It's what? My show. Shut up.
What's on for the show today, Gab?
Well, last week we talked about a few launches that Victoria Police were involved in at the end of the week, and we couldn't mention what they were. But today we're going to talk about what happened.
Oh.
And I believe you were there. So Scott and yourself can tell us what happened last Friday, and we'll also talk in the Victoria Police news segment about another strategy that was launched on Thursday, which is safety on rural and country roads.
Hmm. Scotty was there. He was at the front greeting everybody in his full uniform and hat.
No hat.
I didn't have the hat on.
No.
Oh, you were carrying the hat.
No, I didn't take a hat with me at all.
Oh, it must have been everyone else carrying a hat.
Yeah, because there was all those hats on that table. No, yes. I didn't have my hat there.
And I was going to ask, is there a special way to carry the hat? Because I saw them all carrying.
Well, you don't want to get fingerprints on the white part because you can't clean them off because that's the worst thing to clean. But even the black peak, if you get fingerprints on that, it's not very ceremonial looking. So,
well, I got to speak to your boss, which I love your boss, Inghard.
Oh, Inghard, yes.
Inghard Ehringberg.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was pretty cool. I had a chat to him.
I thought you meant like the big boss, because you had a chat with him
well,
as well.
Well, I had a chat to him as well, and he remembered coming on the show and playing ABBA.
And he also agreed to come back on sometime later in the year.
Yes, he did. Speak to Scott, he said.
Yes, he did. And then I was directed to just email my personal email account. I'm like, oh, okay.
Paul, you always go to the highest up in rank. You always seem to gravitate towards those people.
Maybe that's where I'm heading.
Maybe.
Yes. Okay, so we've got, now it's Greg's week this week in the light of the Anti-Violence Project.
And it fits in with the prejudice motivated crime strategy too. We had two of our people there. We had Director Jane Munro from the AVP, and we also had one of our project workers, Zhitian Zhang, was there as well. So I've got some information from their perspective to pass on today about the prejudice motivated crime strategy.
Cool. Now, Gab, are we kicking off with Vic Police News?
Well, why not? Because we're almost ready to do the crime, so we'll quickly do the news.
Yep.
Last Thursday, Victoria Police launched the Safety on Country Roads strategy. And really, what it's all about is, last year, metropolitan road toll decreased by 15%, which is fantastic. However, deaths on country roads increased by 13%. So that's something we were really looking at and we want to address. The reasons for that, we believe, usually the same contributors to most of our accidents, and that's speed, fatigue, distraction, like talking on a mobile phone, alcohol and drugs, and not wearing a seatbelt. So we're trying to change the way that we police country roads.
I recall a campaign that came out saying that country people die on country roads, and I could never understand what that meant, except that it did mean that country people need to take just as much caution as a city person would. Well,
some of that comes from a lot of locals in rural areas think that it's the townies that are coming up, when in actual fact the evidence suggests that it's probably a mixture of both.
And that's true, because our statistics from last year show that 163 people died on country roads. And of those people, 62% of them were country residents.
Yeah.
And 59% increase in fatal collisions were caused by speed. And 78% of those 163 people, it occurred in 100 to 110 kilometre speed zone.
Be interested to find out the age range of the people that are killed. And I think of a number of people we've known through the AVP over the last decade that have been rural-based people that have lived in country areas and have actually had accidents, severe accidents, because they've been living in Melbourne, returning home and travelling at late times of day and night and having accidents within a couple of hundred metres of their home destination.
I don't know the rural statistics, and so I don't suggest that this is true, but certainly when we look at overall driver fatalities, young people up to age 24 are heavily overrepresented in comparison to the percentage that they are in regards to drivers. And I think that is the same in rural areas.
Now, could it be because young people, if they're highly represented, maybe they're more often than not driving in those strange times of day and night when the accidents take place?
There's a whole range of things that contribute there. It's the risk-taking behaviour that's still, with a young person's brain, that it's not fully matured, and so they are more likely to engage in going a little bit faster around the corner, that sort of stuff. There's the misuse of alcohol and drugs is still sitting in amongst some of that. Some of it is inexperience on roads, regardless whether it's a country road or a metro road. So there's a range of factors there that impact on all of those things.
And for our community, some of those connections that jump out of that and might jump out to the listener too are young people that are in urban, in the gay and lesbian community, that perhaps don't have a lot of driving history and practice. They're more likely to hop on a tram or get a taxi home. And when they do hit a car, that's when the lack of experience shows.
Gab, is there anything that schools or parents can get a hold of to educate their kids?
Yeah, if you get onto the Victoria Police News website, there are some downloads that you can have. Country roads poster and a postcard. And they talk about how you can be safe on country roads and what the risks are. And they just draw your attention to the reality that country roads seem to be more dangerous simply because of the way people drive on them, I think. And we've got some safety tips as well on there, what you can do when travelling on country roads. So it's something that we can all get involved in, not just people living in the country. We all at some time or another travel into the country. We always do. So it's something that we all have responsibility for.
More information, get yourself across to vicpolicenews.com.au. The first lot of crimes up next. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack, Scott Davis and Greg Edkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Part of our relationship with Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police, the Anti-Violence Project and Crime Stoppers. We get to read out crimes each week. Scotty.
Police have released an image of a man we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries, and you can see that image at crimestoppers.com.au and have a look for reference CA5415.
Can you recap that one, Scotty?
Certainly, we're looking for information for an abduction and sexual assault on Tuesday, the 8th of February, 2011, in the Clayton area.
More information, get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. In case of an emergency, always call 000.
And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack, Scott Davis and Greg Edkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Now, Greg, it is your week. Can you just give us a recap on what the Anti-Violence Project actually is?
Well, what it is, Paul, it's the GLBT community's response to prejudice and hate-motivated crime, to homophobia, and all the things that perhaps don't make us as safe as people that aren't same-sex attracted or gender-diverse in our society. So we're the organisation that focuses the effort around discussing within our community how to deal with violence.
Cool. Now, it's separate from the police, isn't it?
Totally separate, Paul. We're community-driven, community-led, and community-responsive. So we only do what people need us to do from within our community.
And you pass on the information to the police if the person reporting gives you the permission to do so?
If and only if, Gab, because it's part of the problems about the past have been people haven't had the trust and the faith in police, which the police are, to their credit, addressing quite strongly. And they've got a goal to make big change in the future about that. Mm-hmm. So some of those past I suppose experiences, poor experiences with police mean that some people don't feel comfortable yet to report directly to police, and they can report to us and we're a safe landing point. And if they give us permission to talk to police and share their information, then we do that, and we then set up a meeting with yourself and with Electra.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing is assisted reporting, that you do more than just exactly receiving right. a report online, that you can do a handshake, for want of a better word, with a person who wants to report to police but is worried about walking through the front door, about how the police are going to respond to it, all of those sorts of things.
Even down to the, you know, the first bit of information that someone might report is that they've had a, you know, they've been parked on a street and they've had eggs chucked at their car. And then when we talk a bit more, you know, go to the police and talk about it, they say, well, we can't go to police, but, you know, maybe it wasn't on a street. Maybe we actually were parked in a park and we were, you know, going to a beat and so someone threw eggs at the car, and you explore a bit more and you discover that the side of the car was kicked in the attack, and you explore a bit more and you find out that they actually had their arm broken during the assault that took place outside the car, and they presented to hospital and they weren't able to tell people what happened. So, I mean, it's that interaction, that assisted reporting, slowly unpacks the issue and you can get a greater depth about the dimension of the hate and the hate motivation behind the assault.
Now, we'll say this a few times, but information people can get across to antiviolence.info. And we will say that website a few times during this segment because that's the portal to find out about everything that we're talking about, really.
Or you can send a tweet to VicAVP. You can Twitter VicAVP, but don't put the message up as a tweet. Do a private message to VicAVP if you're reporting violence, and we'll return your tweet with a telephone call.
And I see Zitian is doing a lot on Facebook as well.
Yes, we have a Facebook presence. It's called Anti-Violence, or VicAVP, or Anti-Violence Project Victoria. And we're trying to link our social media more firmly with the activity we do in the website, so it's about a bit of a cycle.
And there's some really good interaction taking place on that, the Facebook site. I'm not on Twitter, so I don't see what's going on there, but certainly Facebook, you've got quite a bit of activity taking place from people who've signed up as friends on Facebook.
Yeah, we've in a very short space of time, we've gone to about 200-odd people on Facebook that are now interacting. And it's you might interact once in a decade. You might interact once every week. Get on there and have a bit of a look.
But that's the beauty of Facebook, that you go to that front page, the news page, and you can see all of those things, and you can choose to whether you're going to read the interaction or not, but it's always there.
And the beauty part about Facebook, too, with Anti-Violence Project Initiatives, is there's a new feature that enables us all to collaborate and chat in real time about stuff, which we've already got a login now for Google Plus, where we'll be having an interactive chat process through Google Plus, and that'll link back more firmly to the Anti-Violence Project website.
That's only in beta stage, isn't it?
Not where we're at.
Oh. Greg, it's not only a one-way street. You're not just asking for information, but the AVP is working on a lot of projects. What sort of projects are you working on?
We are. Very exciting projects, Paul. And Zitian is the project worker working on a new project. And I'll reveal the name. I'll share the name with you because it hasn't been launched yet.
But drum roll?
Yep, drum roll.
Oh, I don't do a very good drum, do I?
You should have brought in your little...
Kazoo.
Well, this project's really exciting, and the name, and don't write it down because it's very secret, it's called AVP Connect, and it's about connecting rural regional centres of Victoria, cities, towns right across the state of Victoria in rural and regional settings with AVP Central, so we have shared information data services, and that you can go if you're in Maroopna and you don't want to go to the local out lesbian that's a contact in Maroopna. If she was there, you might want to go to Shepparton, just down the road a little bit, and seek support from the AVP Connect person in Shepparton. And that way you can go back to Maroopna and you're safe about not being outed until you're ready to be outed about your sexuality. And right around the state, we'll have a network of champions, if you like, that are part of that process. We're also linking with gay and lesbian community organisations that work with youth and with church groups and with other local government groups across the sector. And some of those staff will become champions. They might not even be gay and lesbian themselves. They might be straight, but have a real passion for making a difference.
So if you wanted to get involved with AVP Connect, you would just get onto the website?
Just contact Zitian at antiviolence.info, and his name is Zhitian, Zhitian, Zhitian at antiviolence.info, or just email vicavp@antiviolence.info and we'll connect you up to
AVP
Connect.
Never have too many, could you?
Never have too many, and never have too many that can share with each other. So if you've got three people in a city, say you're at Warrnambool and three of you are good mates and you want to be part of this, it's a chance for you to collect together
yeah,
and
exactly.
to become a local face for the Anti-Violence Project wherever you are, Sale, in Moorabbin, any part of the rural part of Victoria.
So antiviolence.info is a good place to start if you didn't get that email address and so on. Get across to antiviolence.info.
Yep. Yeah, that's just one project, Paul.
We've got Next Set of Crimes up next right here on Joy 94.9.
All your favourite shows all weekend, only on Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tayac, Scott Davis and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. And it's time for some more crimes from Crime Stoppers Victoria.
An armed robbery in Cheltenham on the 6th of June this year.
More information, get across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. Case of emergency, always call 000.
And remember, we don't need to know who you are.
It's just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Not my imagination right now, because in front of me is Gabby Tayac, Scotty Davis and Greg Atkins for the Vic Police Glow Show. Scotty, Sergeant Scott Davis, actually, in fact, before we get to you and find out what's going on, a couple of messages have come in. One saying, saw police presence last Saturday in the city and it was wonderful, professional and friendly. Great stuff. Felt really safe.
That's lovely to hear. I'm glad that the professionalism is coming out, because that's some of the work that I've been doing out at the Police Academy, is really starting to work on the professional policing standards that police are expected to have.
Not only have you been absent from the show here, I mean, you do a lot
you
more
noticed?
Than... yes, less interruptions. But not as much, you know, of the ukulele and the iPhone apps and stuff like that, you know. I miss that. You need to bring that back, yeah.
I'll bring my ukulele. I've got it at work. I should have brought it in today.
And good to see you wearing a purple shirt. That's good.
Be careful what you ask for, Paul.
Yes. But you've been away not only from here, but you've been away from the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit since last year.
Yeah, because Gab was doing the role for a little while and Electra's now doing the role as well. So, yeah, I've been away probably for a good 12 months.
Easy, yeah.
Now, you haven't been able to tell us what you've been up to.
No, it's been secret squirrel stuff.
But now you can.
Yes.
So come on, hit us with it. What's going on?
I have been working with a whole bunch of other people, about 20 other police, on what we have called the Prejudice Motivated Crime Strategy.
And what is that, Scott?
Well, it's a holistic strategy that Victoria Police has implemented, or launched, I should say, not implemented as such, but launched, and we launched it last Friday, and it's very much looking at the way that police responds to prejudice-motivated crime, which we're calling PMC, because everything in policing needs to have some sort of an acronym. So we recognised, for a number of years, we've recognised that we don't respond well to prejudice-motivated crimes being reported to police. Some of our investigative skills aren't quite up to scratch when we do it. Some of our personal skills when people try to report haven't been the best. And Simon Overland, while he was in the role, recognised that we needed to do it better. And so he tasked a whole bunch of people from a whole variety of different areas of Victoria Police to come up with a way that Victoria Police can do it better.
Scott, there's words that have floated around for years about hate crime, prejudice crime,
homophobic bias crime, transphobic crime.
Why'd you settle on prejudice motivation?
We settled on prejudice rather than hate, because when we started to talk to people about hate crime, they were thinking of the higher end stuff. So they're talking about murders and robberies and serious assaults. But it's more than that. And you would know from the Anti-Violence Project perspective that the vast majority of offences that would be considered in this area are actually language-based. But people don't think of those as hate crimes. So we tossed it around for so long, what is the right word for us to use that encompasses that low-end stuff, which has significant impact. And I don't mean to say that it's low-end stuff in terms of impact, but it's low-end in terms of violence perpetrated, causing physical harm.
Well, one of the stats that you've often used is that 70% of homophobic crime starts with language.
It's preceded by homophobic language, that's right.
So that's the fundamental behind prejudice-motivated crime.
It is. It's a much better word, we feel, than just talking about hate, because it's too narrow a field when we're just talking about hate.
The thing I like about this, Scott, is it's really, really simple. Now, that's not to say that That predators motivated crime is simple, but looking at this brochure, and I'll just read through some of the things, it explains what is motivated crime. What is predators motivated crime? I didn't know that there was predators motivated crime against homelessness.
Well, under the Sentencing Act, and that's what we've used, because really there's no, other than the Racial and Religious Tolerance Act, there's really nothing in legislation that makes something particularly a hate crime. Any crime really has the potential to be a prejudice-motivated crime if it's wholly or even partially motivated by prejudice against a person. But what the Sentencing Act did in late 2009 is it was introduced to allow the opportunity for the presiding judicial officer, whether that's a magistrate or a judge, to give an additional sentence where the crime has been committed as a result of prejudice. So into the Sentencing Act, they wrote that it's when it's a bias or prejudice or a hate against a person or a group because of a particular characteristic. And they use the example of the Equal Opportunity Act. And there's about 18 or 19 attributes under the Equal Opportunity Act. And so we're not limiting it to, but we've certainly got in the brochure, sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, race, sex, age, disability and homelessness. That's the cohort that we're starting with, but it's not going to be limited to that because the legislation in the Sentencing Act doesn't limit it.
So we're actually ahead. Victoria's actually ahead of other states. I mean, Tasmania are now just having discussion about the Sentencing Act.
Yep.
So does that mean Victoria Police is perhaps ahead on prejudice-motivated crime as well?
In some areas, yes. In other areas, no. New South Wales has certainly been doing a body of work and they've had the ability within their Sentencing Act to do it longer than we have. But there are other areas in regards to the knowledge and some of the information the Victoria Police will be putting out under this strategy that puts us ahead of the field. But certainly some of the research that we're linking up with Monash University and University of Sydney will get us ahead of the field, but we'll share that with other jurisdictions.
So there's two arms. The arm is the community to understand that you guys are now really sensitive around prejudice-motivated crime.
Yep.
But the other important arm is internally within Victoria Police, is that sensitivity in all aspects of policing.
Yeah. So, look, we've launched the strategy, and we'll hear from the Chief Commissioner in a moment from that launch because, you know, Paul was there and we were able to get a recording of the Chief launching the strategy. But it literally is launching the strategy. Day one of the strategy commenced last Friday, and now all the work has to take place. And we have been doing some work. You know, we haven't just been sitting around for the last 18 months just twiddling our thumbs, some saying we need to launch a strategy. We've allocated 23 tasks that have to take place under the strategy. Now, some of those tasks have already taken place. Three or four of them are complete, but there's still about 20 of them that need to be finalised. Some of them will be finalised in the next 2 weeks. Some of them won't be finalised for 3 years.
Well, after the audio, I'd love to ask you some questions about how we then connect back to community organisations like the AVP that actually collect the data and provide that interface.
Yep.
This brochure is really good to get a hold of. It also explains what crimes are motivated, what the police are doing about it, why it's important to report the crimes, who can report the crime, and how do you report the crime. So that's...
Yeah, and the brochure, you can just head across to police.vic.gov.au, the Victoria Police website, search for PMC, Prejudice Motivated Crime, and there's a whole lot of information there. But we should probably hear from the Chief Commissioner.
Many of you would understand that we have got a very, very strong commitment to keeping our community safe and free from violence. We do understand that some groups within our broader community, however, face prejudices, and unfortunately that manifests itself in terrible violence, and Helen's touched on some of those things today. We should not and will not tolerate this type of behaviour, and we need to take action to make sure it doesn't occur. Victoria Police recognises the diversity of our community, and we are committed to providing an accessible, a responsive and respectful policing service to every community member. We recognise the significant impact that prejudice-motivated crimes have not only on victims but our broader community. Everyone deserves the right to feel safe, and it is Victoria Police's role to ensure that happens. This is why we take prejudice-motivated crime so seriously. So here today, I'm pleased to be launching the first prejudice-motivated crime strategy Victoria Police has ever had. As both Helen and Tracy have commented, the strategy focuses on two key areas. Firstly, is increasing the knowledge of our members, and secondly, reducing the number of crimes that are motivated by prejudice. In year one, we will train every one of our operational members to better understand this issue. We have developed a practice guide, and this will ensure that there is a consistent approach by members right across the state. We won't get this right immediately, but we'll work very, very hard to ensure we get that consistency, and we'll look to people like you to let us know when we're doing it well and to let us know when we need to improve. A second part of the program...
So there's quite a long speech there from the Chief Commissioner, but that gives people a bit of an idea that this is coming from the top as well as from the bottom, that there's a whole range of people within Victoria Police who are now really committed to making sure that we get this right. But as Ken Lay was saying there, though, we're not necessarily going to get it right to start with.
And the other phrase that jumps out there really strongly is that we need to improve. So it's actually a forward-setting agenda about improvement and about quality.
So really quickly, we're looking at some of those 21 tasks. There's a practice guide for operational police and how to manage and investigate a prejudice-motivated crime. I'm working on that with a range of other people, and I can tell you that there are chapters on HIV, sexual orientation, gender identity. So there's some really good chapters that we're putting in there. We're going to improve our data collection and analysis. We've got the research component with the universities that I spoke about. We're looking at victims' needs, and we've worked with the victim support agency at government to be able to ensure that victims of prejudice motivated crime that are against property are now covered under the victim's charter, which they weren't previously.
And a highlight for the AVP at the launch, because we had people there, was when the police actually got up and gave the AVP a bit of a rap for the work it does around providing a connection with victims of homophobic, prejudice motivated crime.
Absolutely.
Without any government funding. But that's okay, that's another story.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show. If you'd like to say hello to us, you can. 0427 JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Scott and Greg, and it's time for the last lot of crimes.
Wanted means that we know who you are, we just don't know where you are.
His name is Tu Van Kevin Nguyen, and he was in possessing a drug of dependence in Collingwood in January 2010. Go to crimestoppers.com.au for his face.
You can also call 1-800-333-000, or in case of emergency, always call 000.
And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack, Scotty Davis and Greg Adkins. Big hello going out to Sean and also Peter from Moorabbin, Victoria, Australia, who's currently in Hong Kong, who's listening to us on the web via his Joy app.
One would imagine.
Great stuff.
That's good. Scotty, we've been talking about PMC today.
Prejudice Motivated Crime.
Yes. What's the best way to get more information about that?
Okay, if you want to get more information about Prejudice Motivated Crime, get across to the police website, police.vic.gov.au. On the left-hand side, there is the banner area. There's a spot that says Community Safety. If you click on that, you will see instantly where it talks about prejudice motivated crime. On the website, there's some information about it, but you can also download our brochures, and we've got a poster as well that you can download. And there was some wonderful artwork that we got done. And can I point out on that brochure there, Mr. Paul Anthony, on the back there in the black, where it's got the list of the characteristics that we would be looking at in regards to prejudice motivated crime. What's the top one?
The top one is sexual orientation.
And the second one?
Followed by gender identity.
And then race and religion. I'm going to take credit for that, being involved in the project, the strategy development. I argued that race and religion get a really good run when we talk about prejudice motivated crime. It's time that somebody else went at the top and be there in the first instance.
So that means every multicultural, multi-faith community that gets this brochure will actually see gender identity and sexual orientation
Correct.
Up front.
Correct.
Fantastic
Correct.
Work.
Now that they've got this brochure out and they've actually made it all legit and everything, and yes, the police have to do it, make sure that you report it. Start reporting it. Either at, you can go to your nearest station, which you can find at police.vic.gov.au. You can call Crime Stoppers. You can also
go to the Anti-Violence Project.
That's right.
That's right. That's through antiviolence.info, and we'll link you back to the police.
And look, we know that police haven't made it easy to report prejudice motivated crime in the past, especially by some of our actions, but this is the dawning of a new day, for want of a better word, and to enable us to effectively respond to prejudice motivated crimes and to prevent it from reoccurring to other people, we need you to report.
And don't forget to ring 000 in an emergency.
Yes. Now, if you're not comfortable with doing all that, as Greg said, the AVP is that we need to get across. Greg, because you're working on all these projects, is there any long-term effects, or do you know the long-term effects on the stuff you're doing with the AVP?
It's a really good question, isn't it, Paul? What we do know is in the great partnerships we have in our community, we've been able to shift the anecdotal evidence, or the evidence coming through research around the levels of reporting. I mean, about 14 years ago, it was probably 0 out of 10 that were reporting violence. Mm. It was really minimal. And then some of the great work done with Coming Forward and With yep. Respect showed it was around about 3 out of 10 in metropolitan areas and 1 out of 10 in rural areas. Yep. And so that's started to increase, and we believe anecdotally that's continuing, especially with young people.
Yep.
But that's just one of the pieces of work we do, Paul. It's about reporting of violence. We do other stuff. We've got a project called About Face, and if anyone wants a sneak peek about Face and what it looks like, wander up to City Village and come and see us at the 8th floor of City Village. In the next couple of days, we'll have one of the giant posters on display of the 80-odd people. It'll be part of the About Face photographic exhibition during midsummer.
What's going to be on the poster?
Ah, you'll see.
No, I want to see now. I want to know
now. This first phase of About Face is about men, about racism, body image, sexuality, what makes us different, what makes us the same. And Keo Lynn, photographer Keo Lynn, is the guider of this project. And you can contact him through About Face at antiviolence.info. And come and have a sneak peek. Come
so
and see
is it about celebrating difference? Is that what...
It's about acknowledging difference, acknowledging that body image and sameness and racism are major impactors on people feeling safe and yeah. being part of a community or being part of the broader community, but being gay or lesbian or you know, gay or trans or male identifying in broader community. It's about the inner problems we have with internally within the gay community to make everyone be a part yeah. and respected within our own community. So it's looking at some of the work we need to do inside the gay and lesbian community, but
fantastic.
Internally. Now, the second project is, of course, the AVP Connect project with Zhitian.
Yes.
Z-H-I-T-I-A-N at antiviolence.info, and find out more through there. But we have a third project that's just started underway with Angeliki, who's coming on board. And have you ever wondered, for every bit of work you do, 1 hour spent going to a meeting, or 1 hour developing a project or poster or supporting people around violence, what is the long-term benefit to Victorian society?
I am constantly, seriously, right? I'm constantly wanting to know that, because one of the biggest problems we have in the work that we do in policing is measuring it. You can measure a whole lot of things in policing, but you can't measure that proactive side of things.
Well, we want you to come on board and be part of the discussions, because we're developing a framework to be able to measure that and provide some evidence to government and others, police department and other people, on what the work that we do and other people do, such as yourselves, what it benefits and generates in society and the cost savings to society. So that's our latest bit of work.
That is brilliant. I love that.
You can email Angeliki, A-N-G-E-L-I-K-I, at antiviolence.info. Or just, you know, if you can't remember that, VicAVP at antiviolence.info.
Are all of these email addresses on the Antiviolence website?
They are.
Excellent.
You check out antiviolence.info and you'll find out more information about that.
I'm going there to email her.
And before we finish today, I want to thank Paris Kiss for working on and putting up our podcast every
yes,
week.
Thank you.
Someone's got to do it, so we thank
and
you, Paris.
And he's a great audio engineer, that man. So thanks, Paris.
Yes.
What's coming up in the coming weeks, Gab?
Special guest next week. I'm not revealing that yet. And then the following week, we have Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers.
And are we going to see the CEO of Crime Stoppers back anytime soon?
I would hope so.
That's good.
But I think Joe's trying to take over a little bit. She's happy she's back.
Yes. And where's Electra? What's going on with her?
She'll be back next week.
She's just on holidays.
Oh.
We're allowed to take holidays.
Okay.
She's a busy lady.
She is.
So Sparky will be in the house next week.
We need to also thank the ukulele playing Kate Miller.
Yes, thank you, Kate.
For supplying the audio today from the Vic Police Media Unit, and also Conrad Brown, who has made it playable for us to
well
do
done to Conrad.
All that. Everyone's sort of running around producing everything while we're on air. Isn't that cool? That's pretty cool. And who else can we thank? Well, we can thank you for tuning in and for reporting crime, because we really want you to do that. Remember, either get across to Crime Stoppers, the Victoria Police, or if you're not comfortable doing that, the Anti-Violence Project exists just for that reason. Scotty?
If there's anything that you want on the show, you can email us glow, G-L-L-O, at joy.org.au, glow at joy.org.au.
What burning questions have you always wanted to ask the police?
Yes.
This is your opportunity.
It seems to work in sort of, like it runs hot, that email address. Sometimes we get lots of stuff from people, and sometimes we get nothing. So we just like it. Keep flowing through.
So if you're sitting there now and you're going, I'd really like to ask Scott or Gab to answer this particular question, we can do that. But you need to email us.
Are you allowed to, is the email ban lifted yet or what?
Well, see, that's not a work email. That's it's a separate email, so we can respond to that one. But if you email me at work, work bans still are in place, protected action.
All right. Greg Edkins, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a few weeks, and we'll be listening next week.
Scotty, have fun back down at the Academy.
I will. I love it there.
And Gabby, we'll chat to you next week as well.
Always on Wednesdays.
No worries. You've been on the Vic Police Glow Show. We've got Q&A News up next, and then Shane with the afternoon show. You're on Joy 94.9.
Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project, and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
Touching our community right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.